Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. Administration officials feared there would be a surge of migrants across the southern border when a pandemic-era immigration rule expired a few days ago. But Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas tells CNN that hasn't happened.
Over the past 2 days, the United States Border Patrol has experienced a 50% drop in the number of encounters versus what we were experiencing earlier in the week before Title 42 ended.
But CBS's Wendy Gillette says the Border Patrol remains on alert.
Agents are still prepared for more potential spikes.
We are absolutely not out of the woods yet. We're going to continue to work really hard.
The influx of tens of thousands of migrants is already stressing cities across the U.S. as they await hearings in a severely backlogged court system.
1 year ago today, 10 black people were shot and killed at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, by a white supremacist.
In addition to a moment of silence today, the city of Buffalo hosted panel discussions on ways to combat racism and social media radicalization. And in the year since the shooting, relatives of the victims have spoken out before Congress about white supremacy and gun reform. The gunman responsible for that attack is serving life in prison without parole after pleading guilty to murder charges. Federal hate crimes charges are still pending. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
In an op-ed published by USA Today, President Biden said he will ask state legislators and governors to enact laws that allow the federal background check system to have access to all records that could bar someone under age 21 from buying a gun. A drenching today in the Lone Star State, says National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison.
It's going to be bringing in quite a bit of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. We are going to see heavy rainfall concerns and the potential for flash flooding down across the areas of southeast Texas, and that will include the Houston metropolitan area.
Summer temperatures will blanket the Pacific Northwest through tomorrow. Germany says it will give Ukraine another $3 billion in military aid to help defend against Russia's continuing onslaught. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was in Germany today for the first time since the invasion in February of last year.
I would like to emphasize that Germany's help is protection of life of the people who live there.
Voting closed in Turkey today in a presidential election that could end the 20-year reign of the increasingly authoritarian president Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
People feel resentful of the government. Many of us share this feeling in Adana. We think if another earthquake hits here, there won't be anyone trying to rescue us.
Some Turks are saying they want a change at the top. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst. Every year, investors lose money because they trade on emotions and hearsay instead of data. But there's a solution. StockCharts.com, the leading online charting tool that experts and disciplined traders have used for over 20 years. You can do the same. Go to StockCharts.com for a free 30-day trial. Pick the stocks and indexes you want to track, review historical data, spot the trends, then make informed decisions and invest with confidence. Go to StockCharts.com and start your free trial today.
Are you working way too hard for way too little? There's never been a better time to consider a career in IT. You could enjoy a recession-resistant career in a rewarding field with plenty of growth opportunities and often flexible work environments. Go to MyComputerCareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new career in months, not years. Take classes online or on campus, and financial aid is available to qualified students, including the GI Bill. Now is the time. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered showers. High of 63. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 39. Highs level off around 73. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday with highs in the mid-70s, mainly sunny Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Eddie Habits and the band, they're kicking things off with a bubble bounce polka on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show with your host, Tim, the Polka Guy. We got you going here for the next 55 minutes. Thanks so much for tuning in. Tell a friend about us. We're also on the World Wide Web, WFHR.com. And on FM, we got the new translators up and running. It's 97.5 on the FM radio dial. All right, let's continue with some more music here, and Bob Mastel is up next here, and he's going to perform for us that crazy dummy model.
Model from the factory and take it home with me. I'll dress it up with clothes like the ones you wear. I'll even get a wig that'll match your hair. I'm gonna sprinkle it with bourbon just the way you do and put on lipstick too. And when I'm done, I'll bet you 10 to 1 she'll be a lot more fun than you. Model from the factory and take it home with me. I'll dress it up with clothes like the ones you wear. I'll even get a wig that'll match your hair. I'm gonna sprinkle it with bourbon just the way you do, and put on lipstick too. And when I'm done, I'll bet you 10 to 1 she'll be a lot more fun than you.
Bob Dosak and the band. Yeah, and the Bottoms Up Polka. We now turn our attention to Crazy Otto at the 88s. Mm-hmm. And he's going to perform a medley of tunes here for us.
Thank you.
Crazy Otto, yeah, and under the Double Eagle and the Clarinet Polka, huh? With that, we're going to take a little break right now, and we'll be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show here on the new WFHR, so stick around right after these messages.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Well, here you're tuned in to the new WFHR with the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Your host, Tim Howell, the Polka Guy. We've got some music going back to 2008, and this was recorded live at the Concord House for the Wisconsin Polka Boosters dance that they had going on out there. They always had that going on in May. They've changed that now to the Olympia, I do believe, in Oconomowoc. But right now, Steve's going to introduce the next couple of tunes. What do you think?
Here's the Michelle Waltz for my sister Michelle.
Little things that you do, and I love your pretty brown eyes, like stars in the heaven that capture the dew, sun bringing light to the sky. Tell me you're mine, brown eyes that shine. God bless the day that I found you. You'll always be special to me. You do, and I love your pretty brown eyes. a heaven that capture the dew. Sun bringing light to the sky. Tell me your mind, brown eyes that shine. God bless the day that I found you. You'll always be special to me. Michelle Meister Bush. Yeah, we could do that for you. A little request for Lulu Bell. One for the Hoffmeisters here, that old Sneaky Pete.
Oh, that sneaky Pete polka. That's Steve Meisner and the band. Never sounded better. Always sounds great whenever you get the chance to see them. Here is Don Peachy and a tune that he put on the album just to fill up some space, and it turned out to be very popular. It's Horsey. Keep your tail up.
Horsey, keep your tail up. Horsey, keep your tail up. Keep the sun out of my eye. Horsey, keep your tail up. Horsey, keep your tail up. Never mind about the fly. The birdies in the treetops sigh, begin to sing when we pass by. Horsey, keep your tail up. Horsey, keep your tail up. Keep the sun out of my eyes.
Don Peachy out of Burnett, Wisconsin. Horsey, keep your tail up. Tom Bresky out of the Milwaukee area put together an album called Escape to Polka Paradise featuring vocals of Molly B. and quite a few different sidemen in the band here putting it together. Let's do cut number two on here. It's the Northern Wisconsin Woods Waltz. And take it away, girls.
Yeah.
Northern Wisconsin Woods Waltz, and that was performed from Molly B. on an album, Escape from to Polka Paradise. We're going to play another one here after the break coming up, so stick around. More to come right here on the new WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Flies and fireworks look like It seems like only yesterday. Good times, good friends, we thought they'd never end. They're gone, but still the memories stay. The band played on, we danced till dawn. You're young, just once, they'd say. I won't forget the night we met. Those were the good old days. The times we had, some happy and some sad, somehow we thought they'd always stay. Though friends have gone, their memory lingers on. We hope to see them all someday. But just for now, remember how we laughed all of our cares away. So let's just kiss and reminisce about those good old days.
Buddy, let's do the bird dance.
Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed. My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Once again, our time's gone by so quickly here at the Polka Party. Got time for maybe another two tunes, huh? And we're going to have Lynn Marie Rink come in here and sing one about last night. Marie Rink on the vocal and the button box. Once again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in here to the Polka Party. We'll do this again next week, shall we? Also, we're going to rebroadcast this on Sunday at 1 p.m. So if you missed it this morning, you can get us again on Sunday afternoon. Have yourself a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
All the while in my heart while I'm away. We meet once again, you and I.
Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye.
Goodbye. Dziękuję wam wszystkim ludziom, co dzisiaj poprzyszli. Wyście wszyscy tańcowali, mi wam ładnie grali. Picie piwo, picie wódkę, tak młody jak Sary. Good luck, Johnny, good luck, Merka, good luck, everybody.
polka star. Thank you for making polkas number one. Thanks for the laughs and thank you for the fun. Thank you, we say it time and time again until the end. We'd like to thank you all. The lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Let's call it a night. The party's over, and tomorrow starts the same old thing again. What a crazy, crazy party. Never seen so many people laugh and dance. And look at you, you're having fun. Look at us, we're up here smiling. Crying, yes, we, you and me, the party's over. Turn out the lights, the party's over.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5